The shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Phone lines here, 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, where you can find the chat room also. The 12th of August, 7:05 in the morning. And the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Hello, Jared.
Good morning.
What day is it?
It is Vinyl Record Day.
Ooh.
Cool.
Oh, okay, that's cool. Okay.
73 degrees.
Trish, you're just all...
I am.
You're ready.
I'm ready to go this morning. 73 degrees in downtown. Hazy, smoky. Please take care with the air. We're looking for a high today of 109, a low of 75. On Friday, hazy, 108, a low of 77. And on Saturday, 107 again, a low of 77. Partly cloudy, hot on Sunday, a high of 106. On Sunday night, mostly clear. Gosh, from my mouth to God's ears, we could use some clearing. Low 74. On Monday, a high of 109. It just doesn't seem to be letting up on us, and the smoke doesn't seem to go away. Actually, it's only 103 on Monday.
Only 103.
Yeah, but you know, they're saying that this smoke can actually last until winter if something doesn't change dramatically.
We got some comments and some updates on that.
Yeah, it's just horrible. But please do take care with your animals and elderly people.
Do you have the air quality index, buddy?
I do. There's actually two conflicting ones, but one says 163 and one says 128. Either way, it's unhealthy.
Either way, it's unhealthy.
Very unhealthy, and you just need to limit the amount of time you're exposed to it. Don't
people with lung problems and all those kind of
be
things.
Be very, very careful.
Yeah.
Very, very careful.
Treat it like COVID. Wear a mask. And stay away from people.
Stay inside. And literally stay inside. And be sure when you're running your air conditioners in your car that you're running them on inner air circulation.
Do you have new information on the fires too?
Or not? I do.
Okay,
the weather is always is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Good Anderson business. We love them down there.
They are. What's the latest you got?
Well, the Dixie Fire right now is 510,000 acres and 30% contained. I'm just going to give the fires around the area here. McFarland Fire to the southwest of us is 37,000 acres, 51% contained. The Monument Fire, which is just north of that, is 67,000 acres with only 3% containment. The River Complex is 31,000 acres and 10% contained. Let's see. McCash Fire, that's just started. It's only 1,000 acres.
It's only 1,000 acres.
I know, you say only at this point. It's 1,700 acres, actually, 1% contained.
You know,
we got the Antelope Fire, 43,000 acres, 24% containment. That's to the northeast of us.
Yeah, that's up around 10. And I have an up to date report on that one. Mike Michelak called me, did a FaceTime last night from Antelope Creek, where their place is, and he's saying, "Can you see this?" And the helicopters were coming in every 3 minutes, dumping on. On that fire on Haight Mountain, which is H-A-I-G-H-T, Mountain, which is on the, that would be on the west side of the property there. They had as we've told you, the fire burnt all around them. The fire burnt literally to the edge of the creek of where their home is there. Literally went through the meadow, burnt the bridge, the wooden bridge that went across the creek. But did not burn their house. It burnt all the sheds, big metal buildings, that there was, you know, things that they were storing stuff out on the old. They had an airfield there. They didn't use it, but there was an old, you know, an airfield there when they bought it, because the people they bought it from had a plane. You look at it and you go, oh my gosh. I mean, now the metal can come back because, you know, a fire's going through there. That's not going to be a big thing. But you see the trees, and he says, it's funny. He says, these trees are all burnt. And then he panned the, the phone around so you could see those weren't touched. He says, so there's a large amount of trees that weren't touched. And he said it was kind of like, you know, it went down low and burnt that way because they had cleared out a lot of stuff, which goes to show you that if you
management of our public lands.
But there's it used to be a Christmas tree farm, if you can imagine that. So there was a somebody sent me an editorial from the Chico paper. Wow. And I mean, this guy, the editor who wrote this, talked about, you know, fire mitigation and who's to blame for this. He says, what is it that PG&E can keep saying, oops, started that fire, oops, we're gonna help mitigate this by cutting back all this brush and all this, oops, I lied by 700%. That was from the GAV. It was a great article. I think I'm going to put it on Facebook so y'all can read it, but it's an opinion piece, but I tell you what, he hits close to home on this, on why these fires continue.
Well, there's enough blame to go around. I certainly remember the last big transmission line that was put through in this area was up on the shingle in Shingletown, and there was a huge, this is probably going back 25 years. But the argument was about the amount of clearance that PG&E was demanding on both sides of it. And the community was in an uproar. I mean, everybody was in an uproar. They don't need that much clearance. They're wiping out all these trees. They're taking this huge swath of land. That, to the best of my knowledge, was the last time that PG&E was granted the 60-foot clearance for a power line, which they maintain they need to control the growth and maintain the thing. Well, they stopped giving them that, and they no longer give them that 60-foot clearance. And you see what's done. That area up there is still able to be maintained. They go through. They cut it completely on both sides. They've had no issues with it. All of those other power lines they've put in where the people have demanded that you not take out all those trees, those are where they're having the problems and the issues with the trees, and they can't maintain the clearance, and things happen. So there's enough blame to go around. The key, and I know I'm singing to the choir, is we have got to go back and start managing these public lands. We've got to take back control. Go in 24/7, CCC workers, whatever, 12 months out of the year, get the crews in there and start clearing the undergrowth, getting rid of the dead and dying, logging the, manage our public lands.
Okay, let's take a break on that, because I totally agree. And it's not just the state, it's the feds.
It's public lands. This
article pointed out, you know, LaMalfa has introduced bill after bill to try and get things done, you know, for the feds. And it's kind of like, and I don't care which administration it is, somebody has got to see the light here and just say, you know, we need, here's what we need to do, in my opinion, as they come across the border, which hundreds of thousands are doing. You want a job? Well, you work for the government here working clearing trees. We're paying you a living wage. Yeah. We'll set up barracks. We'll do all those things like they used to.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of 3 years, because we'll also give English classes and civics classes and all this.
Give you a path to citizenship.
This is a path to citizenship. And you work 3 years clearing forest, working in those types of things.
Yeah, good plan.
You know what? And so what? How many people can you hire? Well, let's say we hire 100,000 to do that, to come out here.
Wouldn't make a dent in what we've got to clean up.
And you do it for 3 years. You keep your nose clean. You get paid a living wage, all these things. And that, after 3 years, you've taken all the classes. It's a path to citizenship. You know, I have no problem with something like that. I don't think anybody would, because they're earning they've got a job. You know what? And I truly believe the vast majority of them just that's what they want. They want a job.
Oh, I think that's true.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we had farm workers. I lived in a community as I was growing up, and we got to take a break. But
yes.
But that had labor camps. Every summer, the people came in from Mexico. They lived out in the labor camp. They worked in the fields, the sugar beets and the potatoes and all of that. They worked. They made money. I mean, they had.
And they went home.
And then they bought new cars and they went back to Mexico at the end of the year.
Yep.
And it was, I mean, the town was infiltrated all during the summer months. And then they were gone at the end of the season.
And that was the program they had.
Yeah, exactly. And it worked well.
It
worked well for Mexico. It worked well for us.
Yeah,
it was great.
We had all the labor. We had labor when we needed it. They didn't want to stay here because they were making money. Could ship
and
home.
They
then they could go home.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, speaking of going home, when you go home at night,
mm-hmm.
when you walk into the bedroom,
mm-hmm.
do you kind of look lovingly at your sleep number bed, or is that, nah, okay.
Yeah, I kind of just enjoy it when I lay down.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't anticipate bedtime so emphatically.
I'm smelling smoke coming in through the air conditioner.
Yeah, I am too.
I think they're barbecuing next door. I'm going to have to go over there and tell them to shut one part of their smoke area there. We don't have enough smoke already. How can you tell the difference? Yeah,
well, you can. Barbecue has a little difference.
It does.
Yeah,
and
no
nice,
question.
Really.
Like, all yeah.
Right. Anyway, but on sleep number, you know, we love our sleep number bed. We have the new 360 smart bed. It completely changed our sleep number setting. So Linda's sleep number setting now is 35. My sleep number setting is 40. We have the bed that you can adjust so you can read at night. It can elevate your feet, taking pressure off your back. I mean, it has all these. And we thoroughly, thoroughly enjoy our sleep number bed. And how much is a good night's sleep worth? I mean,
priceless.
You know, when the train comes through at 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, we live not close to our road tracks, but on a certain night, you can hear that whistle coming through. And I'll wake up kind of, and go right back to sleep. Yeah. A lot of times in other beds, you don't do that. Because you slept enough where, okay, I may have to think about going back. These are great.
When people stay at my house, they hear the airplanes. I think most of my adult life I've lived on the flight path of an airport.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm right on the flight path
for the
Reading Airport, and certainly this time of year with the tankers coming in and out and
everything. Yeah.
But people hear those airplanes coming over. I never hear an airplane.
You're just used to it by now.
Yeah.
Hey, discover the new Sleep Number 360 smart bed. Now, during the biggest sale of the year, all beds are on sale. Yeah, this is a great time, my friends, to head on down there. Save 50% on a new limited edition smart bed plus special financing for a limited time only at Sleep Number store over in the Target Shopping Center. Go on down there, see the people. They're going to lay down in the beds, try them out. They got like four or five different models. You're going to find one that you just love.
And you're never going to regret your decision. My beds lasted me 20-some years. It's excellent. You never get a better night's rest.
That's special financing, of course, is subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. 7:18 in the morning, 73 degrees out there. We'll be right back.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Are you looking for a new career opportunity? Well, look no further. Wind River Resort and Casino is the place for you. If you like a fun and exciting team atmosphere, then check out the opportunities at Wind River Resort and Casino. We offer competitive wages, but also extensive benefit packages. Where else can you receive 15 paid holidays,
including your birthday,
paid vacation and sick leave, health, dental, and vision benefits, and a 401k retirement plan with a 7% match? To see all open positions at Wind River Resort and Casino, visit careers at windriver.com. Benefits vary depending on job classification.
At the Wagner Law Group, their goal as a fire victims law firm is to advocate for those who have been victimized by Pacific Gas and Electric Company's negligence. The Wagner Law Group has been rated the number one fire attorney group in Northern California and has low contingency fees. So, if you or your loved ones have been affected by the Dixie or Zog fires, contact the Wagner Law Group today. Call 833-200-7111. That's 833-200-7111.
Hey, Northern California, this is Nigel Skeet. Join me and my friends every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. with the California Adventure District Radio Show, where we talk about all the amazing adventures to be had in our area, from climbing Mount Shasta, hiking the trails, kayaking, overlanding, and camping with Bigfoot. We have it all. California Adventure District. Less people, more adventure. Listen Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College's Fall. Get transfer ready for a CSU, UC, or a four-year university. Or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree from Shasta College. Our fall semester will offer more in-person classes on campus and more in-person student services. We'll continue to offer many of our classes via our flexible online environment for added convenience and choice. Right now is the perfect time to invest in your future. A degree or a certificate from a community college will pay dividends throughout your life. Lifetime with an average annual wage of almost $53,000. And at Shasta College, our industry partners are actively looking to hire qualified candidates from our programs to fill many of the positions they have open. Financial aid through grants and scholarships can help you invest in your education without a huge bill when you graduate. Contact a counselor and plan your tomorrow today. Fall semester classes begin August 16th. Achieve more, earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll today at Shasta College.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today's review is Michelef Grande Bold, a classic Maduro stick with a rich, dark, oily Ecuadorian broadleaf wrapper surrounding Nicaragua's best tobacco. Full-bodied and full flavor, your palate will delight with hints of dark chocolate, nuts, and cedar. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bob. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is one of the highest rated hospitals in America by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. 4 out of 5 stars in specifically targeted categories, including heart attack care, emergency care, preventative care, lack of surgical complications, heart failure treatment, stroke, and hip and knee replacements. All of this at Shasta Regional Medical Center, along with about a dozen more things, including the announcement by Casey Fatch the other day that they're going to become a training hospital and they're starting to welcome residents in 2022. There'll be, by the time they finish, three-year program with 24 residents in it. So, good thing about that is it's a good way to recruit doctors to stay up here.
Yes.
The chat room got all lit up because of our comments about if people come across the border illegally, maybe I didn't think it out totally, but if then they go to work, you know, when I said clearing out forest, and these forests are everywhere, by the way, and they go through a program, you know, like on a faster track to become a citizen, instead of 5 years, it'd be 3 years, you know, everything that goes in there, you know, not getting in trouble with the law, completing the classes, all these things.
As opposed to just letting them come in and go on welfare and live off of us?
Yeah. Then it was racist because I said Mexicans. I'm sorry. I should have said all ethnic groups because there's more than
anybody coming across the border.
It's just, yeah, anybody. So I will take back the part when I said Mexicans. Because there's a lot of Central Americans and South Americans, and So I will take out that part, but everything else I said stands.
Well, I may need to get over myself. I want to talk about another subject.
Oh, and I saw this too, and it's you got it first.
Well, there are no words.
This is open line too, my friends.
So the governor of Oregon, and some time ago, actually signed a bill saying that in order to graduate from a high school in Oregon, it is not they're not required to prove that they can read, write, and do math. So they did this quite some time ago, and I talked about it at that time, and then they said, oh, no, that really didn't happen, blah, blah, blah. Well, as a matter of fact, it did, and the thing that she uses, that she says that it's a state of emergency and that it's going to benefit the underprivileged and the ethnic groups within the community. If I was one of these ethnic groups or what have you, and I had a whole state determining because I had a certain color or I was a certain denomination or a certain sex that I was too stupid to learn to read and write and do arithmetic and therefore needed to be given a high school graduation certificate that says what? That I'm too stupid to learn to read and write and do math?
They suspended the requirements for 3 years. The Foundation for a Better Oregon said in a statement, the bill is intended to truly reflect what every student needs to thrive in the 21st century. Supporters of the bill insist that considering math and reading essential skills has been an unfair challenge for the students who do not test well. The report said the requirements was first suspended at the start of the pandemic.
What good does that certificate do you?
To me, this is kind of a racist philosophy that certain ethnic groups cannot grasp math in reading and writing. And in fact, it's the same group of people who say that people of color are unable to get forms of identification. You know, for voting, even though the vast majority of the people in the United States think showing ID when you vote is a great idea. So yeah. I don't understand, you know, because what it does is, it again, you know, okay, you graduate from high school in an Oregon state and you haven't taken the test. What kind of impact does that have on college, or does it have no impact because colleges aren't going to consider SATs anymore? You know, some colleges and universities.
Yeah,
let's go to the phones.
Somebody said, why don't they just save everyone a lot of time and money and say that if you're a member of one of these groups, we'll just send you a degree from the University of Oregon. No high school or college classes required. Going to class would be aggressive and unfair to those without white privilege, right?
Well, you know, the thing is that it lowers expectations for our kids. And, what's wrong with having high expectations to reach a certain level, give people a challenge? Nick, good morning.
Hey, I'm not sure you got time to before your break to hear everything I wanted to tell you. First off, Carl,
you have your own show, Nick. Just give me questions here, buddy.
First question is that you said you would get the number of businesses here in Shasta County for me. Did you get that? I'm ready for it. I got my pen ready.
It's not 9 o'clock yet. Okay.
Oh, well, that was yesterday.
Yeah, I had a busy day yesterday.
Okay. Well, listen, I've got some.
But I will.
I'm going to read this to you. A woman has filed a federal complaint with the U.S. Department of Education's Law Office of Civil Rights after she learned last year the black principal of Mary Lynn Elementary School in Atlanta had separated students into classrooms based on their race. First, it was just belief when I was having this conversation. Her daughter was in school, a black girl, and she couldn't go to the class that she wanted. So the gal asked why. She said, it's not one of the black classes. I immediately said, what does that mean? I was, like, confused. I asked for more clarification. I was like, we have those in school? And she proceeded to say, yes, I have decided that going to place all the black students into two classes. Now, I would like you to ask your friend Christian Gardner if that is racist.
Well, of course it is.
No question about
it. No question in my mind.
I mean, the language from the bill that we're talking about in Oregon is very specific, that it was told at the paper that suspending the proficiency requirements will benefit Oregon's black, Latino, Latina, Latinx, indigenous, Asian, Pacific Islander, tribal, and students of color. Is that a racist statement or what?
Well, that's right. I wasn't even referring to that. But when it comes to the reading, writing, and arithmetic, I think what they're doing is just having them learn how to fill out food stamp applications.
Nick. No. The fact is that how many
they can't fill them out.
Families,
they can't fill them out because they can't read and write.
How many families of children who are going to that school system, of people of color, have just been betrayed by this.
Yeah.
That the schools aren't going to do it. And the fact is, this wasn't like some big announcement. This thing was passed, and then there was no signing, ceremony or anything.
I brought it up 2 or 3 months ago when it happened, and everybody said, oh, Chris, you made that up. Well, I didn't. And they now are admitting to it.
Anyway, got to take a break. Thanks, Nick. And I'm looking up business licenses right now. So, just for you. If you had a computer, you could do that. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at River Commons Senior Living. Not an assisted living facility, my friends. No. This is for active seniors who want to live in great places and have a gourmet chef take care of the food, cooking for them, transportation if you want it, activities if you want to participate. River Commons Senior Living is pet friendly. Why don't you give Brian a call at 238-5981. He can arrange a personalized tour for you so you can see what it's like, where you don't have to worry about is there going to be toilet paper in the next COVID craziness. You don't need to worry about that. It's a place where you can worry less and smile more. Northern California's premier retirement community, River Commons Senior Living. We'll be right back after these messages. 73 degrees out there at 7:32 in the morning.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or partnership health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how healthcare is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military.
I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit. My family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness till boredom overtook us. And he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces and knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces."
Welcome back to Pinfire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. 7:37 in the morning here on the 12th of August.
August.
It is August,
wow.
Right?
And on the middle, another month, boom.
Gosh, you know, with the smoke and the fires like this, you know, I've said this before. My daughter lives in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and she says, "Yeah, we're getting your smoke down here." I've heard it's gone all the way back to Chicago and New York too.
Well,
I'm looking 505. How much carbon is being released in the air? I mean, do we even want to talk about that?
No, we don't. And of course, they don't want to talk about that, and they want to talk about climate control, and they want to talk about all that stuff. They don't want to address the issue that we go through every year, and we did that in the first break this morning. That, you know, I don't know when they're going to address the water situation and the public land situation in the state of, and not only the state of California. We've got this throughout the West, ever since the spotted owl from way back. But eventually, we got to get beyond this Green New Deal and all this nonsense. As an example, they're talking about all this green energy that they're coming up with. How are you liking your solar out there, people, with the smoke covering it up and no sun getting through? We're not getting solar. I'm producing about half what I normally produce because no sun's coming through.
Yeah.
It's all smoke.
Okay. Well, it's true. And, you know,
and if the wind doesn't blow, whoa, what happens to those wind things?
I used the S word the other day for the first time. I actually used one of those. It had to be bleeped out, first time in 11 years. And I was talking about COVID, which I'm getting ready to talk about now again. The Delta variant is running amok here in Shasta County.
Yes, it is.
The number of cases have gone up dramatically in Shasta County. And the first vaccinated Shasta County resident died from coronavirus, 80-year-old, died. That cause was confirmed by public health on Tuesday. 5 out of the 75 people hospitalized for COVID in the past 3 months have been fully vaccinated. About 1% of the corona cases reported in the past 3 months have been people fully vaccinated. You know, of course, that you can catch the virus. The new variant, Delta, is a very contagious. Yeah. I don't know if it's any more dangerous than the old COVID, but it's a lot more contagious to it. So here's Carrie Schutte from the Health and Human Services is going to be on Monday morning. We're going to talk about this. But the vast majority of hospitalizations and deaths since last April were among the unvaccinated, by the way. The daily number of confirmed new cases is averaging about 40 in August compared to 4 a month ago. And I think the other day it hit 100. I know Shasta Region has people in it. I know that, Mercy has people in it. 4 in the ICU over at Shasta, according to Casey, who was in here Tuesday. But the other part is one of the hospitals, not Shasta, so it must have been Mercy, I was just told, has like 90 people sick on their staff.
Mm-hmm.
So that puts a little shortage on it. With more than half of Shasta County residents 12 and older are not fully vaccinated, meaning they've had no vaccine or maybe just one shot. They represent a much larger percentage of new cases, deaths, and hospitalizations. Of the 1,000 new coronavirus cases, 64 were vaccinated, 1,070 were unvaccinated. Of the 42 people hospitalized, there were 3 were vaccinated, 39 were not. Of the 12 people who died, and this says here none were vaccinated, but that's changed. This is an old report that the patient that was 80 years old. 86% of COVID samples tested in July were the Delta variant. Things are getting canceled again already.
Yeah. And that's
wrong. We got a phone call yesterday that a fundraiser for a large organization here was canceled. We're concerned because the what kind of new guidelines will be issued. The kids started back to school, and they're wearing masks. Or supposedly wearing masks.
And Dr. Fauci just came out and said that he's not sure whether the masks are damaging the children or not. He certainly hopes not.
Well, see, there's one of the, you know.
I mean, that, see, they need to take the politics out of this disease. And we have HIPAA laws. We have the American Disabilities Act. We have laws that govern our health information. Until they show me that what they're doing with these demands and forcing people, that's unconstitutional according to the laws of this land. And I think they need to prove it's constitutional to make me do something. That's our free will. People ask me, have I been vaccinated? That's part of my personal health information, and I don't have to share that.
No.
That's what HIPAA says.
And you're absolutely right. And you don't have to carry a card around with you. Now, I've made it real clear that Linda and I were vaccinated. But when
that's
I was vaccinated, that's not the point. But the reason I'm saying it is because then I use it when I'm saying things like, you know, I've had vaccinations my whole life, you know, being in the military. And before, I had polio, I had whooping cough, I had diphtheria, I had all those, smallpox.
Not anti-vax, that's not the point.
But the fact is that when we were told about the vaccines, we were led to believe one thing, and that it was going to be a perfect vaccine, like polio, smallpox, and those, which means you can never get it, you can never pass it on. We weren't told that it was a leaky, and that's the term, a leaky vaccine. At least I don't remember them ever saying this. They could have, but I don't remember seeing anything, which means you can still get it. You can still pass it on. I think we've come to the point in America that we need to say COVID's here. It's going to stay here. It's going
like
to continue.
Like the flu, like the common cold, we need to find a way.
And as cold as this sounds, the death rate on it is low.
Minimal.
And we have to keep moving forward with our lives, our economy, our schools, arts, all of these. And does this mean, okay, gosh, the COVID variant's coming, no more concerts, no more going to baseball games.
Take care
no
of yourself.
No more going to football games.
Make your decisions for yourself.
Yeah.
What you have to understand
is with the flu.
I just read an article yesterday that they had so few cases of flu this year that they can't develop a vaccine because they don't have enough test cases to do it.
Yes.
So, and you look at the numbers. I go back to this continually. Look at the numbers that were predicted for deaths in the United States for 2020. We came within, I mean, a very small percentage of those numbers. We didn't have an extra how many ever thousands, hundred thousands of deaths. What we did have is everybody dying of COVID and nobody dying of heart attack, stroke, kidney disease, all of those things. So did we have an abnormal amount of deaths over and above? No, we did not. We sure had a lot of problems with our businesses. What, a third of our businesses are never going to start up again? I mean, look at the statistics of the collateral damage. And now.
That's what I'm saying.
And the medical reasons that people didn't get tests, we're getting stage 4 colon cancer, stage 4 breast cancer, stage 4, all of these things because people didn't go to the doctor, didn't do their normal upkeep on the benefit.
And that's what
I
said.
Collateral damage is incredible.
This has got to come from a united front at the very top.
Got to get rid of the politics of it.
That says, if you choose not to be vaccinated, that's up to you.
That's right.
But we are not going to stop. We're not going to slow the economy down. All of these things. Well, they can pass it. Well, if you get vaccinated, then you don't have to worry about it, except in very rare cases.
And it won't be as severe, they say.
Yeah.
But the 80-year-old died. But people die. People die of the flu. They die of strokes. They die of all kinds of things. And this is not going away. We've got COVID now, right along with the flu, common cold, everything else. They've never been able to find a cure for the common cold. Interestingly enough, it's of the same strain as the COVID.
And we're going to take a break on that. And this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. You know, the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California started right here in Redding about 12 years ago by Ted Leidy, retired Army Command Sergeant Major, has grown this. It is one of the most complete firearms instruction companies you can find. You know, anything from just learning how to shoot your pistol. There are rifle classes also to the CCW, to advanced CCW, private classes, group classes, however you want to do it. Follow up if you want to continue shooting with one of the instructors. I have classes that run like that all the time. With a private class I had with a bunch of sharpshooting ladies that still shoot every month. Northern Firearms Instruction. Check it out at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 999-1822. We'll be right back. 7:47 in the morning. 74 degrees out there. And now our chat room is into an argument about the HIPAA. This one comment is, I'm not sure HIPAA applies that way. It's to prevent medical providers from sharing your personal health information without your consent. I don't think it applies to workplace health records of employees. Maybe it doesn't for workplace, but to have to be able to show to the movies that I've been vaccinated seems like a little over the top there. We'll be right back.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Summer takes flight at Turtle Bay's Wings of Summer Butterfly Exhibit, open June 19th through August 15th. Experience hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil and enclosed garden. Access is free for Turtle Bay members and included with park admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
What is happening in this state of Jefferson?
To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Jazz up your weekend breakfast or brunch at Black Bear Diner with a sparkling mimosa made with our fresh-squeezed orange juice and Prosecco. It's a delicious and refreshing sidekick to your favorite omelet, Benedict, or pancake breakfast. At lunch or dinner, add a glass of red or white Kendall Jackson family wines, or choose a domestic, import, or specialty beer to ride along with your favorite entree. Serve daily at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Your friendly oil change, Premier in all we do.
Summer is upon us, and we all know what that means. Lots of summertime fun. Spend at the lake, by the pool, or off on adventures to your favorite waterfall or floating down the river. Servicing your vehicle is last on the list, but we all know it has to be done. Let Premier Oil Change save you time and money with their easy drive-in service. No appointment needed. Wait in the comfort of your own car, enjoy a cold beverage, and before you know it, you'll be off to your next summertime adventure, knowing that your car is summertime ready. Earn reward points for every dollar you spend, which can be redeemed for an oil change, additional services, and other great rewards. With free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi, and a free car wash, you are sure to leave refreshed. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit them in Palisadro in the Holiday Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard near Waterworks Park. And don't forget Anderson across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Cinerama presents Brews by the Bridge at Turtle Bay Exploration Park on Friday, August 13th. Join us at the Sundial Bridge for this 21 and over event featuring craft beers, live music, tasty food, and more. Get your tickets today at the Turtle Bay Museum or online at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trey Clark and Carl Bott, 605-4567. We got 8 minutes left of open line here, people, and then Dr. Norm Hall from Simpson University is going to join us. Today's the 12th, 7:52 in the morning, 73 degrees out there, smoke. Air quality index is unhealthy. Weather reports always brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. Anderson-based business, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. And Cornerstone Community Bank is bringing us a segment ever since they opened. They have been a success in helping move local dreams forward. Three branches, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, one at 1845 California Street, right downtown here in Redding, and, of course, the main branch in the Cobblestone Shopping Center. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We're getting Jeff Fink on here in the next couple of weeks to talk about the new branch opening in Anderson.
Yeah, and the old Kentucky Fried Chicken building. Yeah. They're working right on that.
Is this the one that became world famous because the girls were in their bathing suits were washing off in the
That's the one.
In the
that's the one.
In the parts. It was the parts sink, right?
Yes.
That's what they call it, the parts sink.
Yeah.
Well, with that on mind, let's go to Terry. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, you two. How you doing?
Good.
Good. You might have covered this. I didn't hear the beginning of the program. But Shasta Forward did come out with the money that they have donated to stop the recall. The single largest donor was the Reading Chamber of Commerce with $6,000. They were the single largest. And out of each donor, they were the largest by double. The second largest donor was $2,500. I realized that it was just the board of the Chamber of Commerce, but the problem is that when you come out in the newspaper or come out in public record that you are supporting something politically, everybody in your organization gets affected. Consequently, there have been three major businesses, a couple of which are advertisers, Carl, that are going to pull out of the Chamber of Commerce because of the commercials Jake Mangus has done. Now, I'm not saying that's right, wrong, or different.
But that's their choice.
Okay?
Yeah. And that is that whether it's right, wrong, or whatever, the point is that you can't have one group speaking politically for a bunch of people. They have three choices, meaning the businesses. One, they're against the recall. two, they're for the recall, or three, don't have anything to do with this. I don't want my opinion to be known. I just want you to help me increase my commerce. So I'd like to get your comments on that.
Well, Jerry, what I would say is that the Chamber of Commerce has a legislative branch which takes these positions, always has had, and as a member of the Chamber of Commerce, you know that you have given them the authority to speak out on political issues. That's part of the money that you pay, and you know that, and your alternative, if they take positions, is exactly what you're saying they're doing.
They
can withdraw.
There's a couple of members that call. They're very large. In fact, we got a call about 4:45. They tried to get a hold of Jake Mangus, but he's gone. He's probably back today, but he went to Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is, too, is that I think that the young people who spoke yesterday on the program, I think that they spoke well. But, you know, it's very misleading when you talk about Reading being the second fastest growing city in the state. And what he meant was people-wise. Well, that could be anything from people moving up in their cars. There is a few more of those because his sources were Caltrans and U-Haul. How does that affect the economy? I mean, we have so many empty places up here. So, I mean, some of this stuff.
Yeah, but Terry, you have to admit, you have to admit, Reading is growing. Our business profile.
We're not the second.
Terry, let me finish. Terry, but you know, you're saying it can't be true, right?
True. If you go back and listen to your program,
no, I did listen to the program. What he said was he based it on the Caltrans and the amount of people coming in. I'm not going to do is argue for him, but the fact is that Reading is in blossoming right now, and the amount of businesses, the Stillwater, is finally starting to fill up. There's so many indicators that Reading is moving forward.
Well, that's not the point, Carl. The point is that he said it was the second fastest, and then he retracted that. Because it's, again, that deception process. That
okay, Terry.
We have more people, therefore, we're the second fastest
okay.
growing.
Okay,
that's
Terry.
The,
thank
that's
you.
The process
thank
that
you.
I'm talking about. It.
Thank you. Ted, he's talking about Todd.
Don't confuse the issue
Todd,
with facts. His mind's already made up.
Todd Brown. Todd Jones was on there. On yesterday, and he explained how he based it.
He did.
And if there's a question, go back and listen to
and,
it.
And you can look up the business licenses. I think there's an argument on both sides because certainly there are a lot of people coming in here who aren't opening businesses. On the other hand, we have a low unemployment rate. There's a lot of jobs out there for people who want to go to work. The housing market is on fire. You put a house on the market and it sells over the price you're asking for it in a very short time. There's no question. Shasta County, not just Reading, but Shasta County as a whole is booming. Houses all over this area are selling. Things are happening. Is it all good? Yeah, we got homeless problems. We've got other issues we need to deal with, and we certainly have the marijuana eradication issues.
Well,
I am so hopeful that they're going to take this bull by the horns and go after that now because that has
a
tremendous impact.
Yeah, I have a comment on that. That there was a meeting up here in Shasta County. There was three large groves that were taken down. And this is how they're doing it now, since the state of California doesn't really care if people grow marijuana. They're going after it on the environmental side. You get fish and water, you get mm-hmm. fish and wildlife, you get the Board of Reclamation, you get the water quality control. They're up there, and they're taking
Corps
them down that way. And they're taking them down that way. And they just shut down three large groves and got all the assistance they needed because of the environmental impact it's having on the water, the property, the animals, all of this.
Yeah.
And this could be a way of getting the money in here to pay to get the troops in to destroy these. So it's one of the first things that Mike Johnson, who is being, by the way, being
Friday afternoon, 3 o'clock.
This is one of the first things he said. It's one of his first priorities
yes.
is to go after this. So I think it's going to be interesting.
It is, and we certainly
that.
We
because it's going to be a battle out there.
We
oh,
need to continue to support, keep involved, people, and pay attention to what's happening. Don't just let it slide. Pay attention. Are they keeping up with what they say they're going to do?
When I say troops, I mean boots on the ground. That
yep.
could be fish and wildlife. That could be, it doesn't mean we're bringing in the armed forces, okay? point. You know what? Y'all listen to every word I say. How would you like somebody to be sitting when you're talking to have, you know, a whole bunch of years listening to every word you say? I use the word troops on the ground a lot. Doesn't mean there's going to be military. All right. Hey, when we come back, we got Dr. Norm Hall on Simpson University.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Experts sees COVID-19 vaccine booster shots as unavoidable.
No vaccine, at least not within this category, is going to have an indefinite amount of protection. So in answer to your question, it's right. Inevitably, there will be a time when we'll have to give boosts.
Dr. Anthony Fauci on NBC's Today Show. New York Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul was on the Today Show as well and says that she does plan to run for governor of New York in her own right next year. A suburban Washington, D.C. school board approving a controversial transgender policy, among other things, that policy in Loudoun County, Virginia, requires students to be addressed by their preferred pronouns. They must also be allowed to use the bathrooms and locker rooms of their choice. In a bid to force runaway Democrats back home, Texas Republican lawmakers have issued arrest warrants for Democrats who fled the state, stalling GOP voting reform proposals.
Officers of the Texas House of Representatives delivered civil arrest warrants for more than 50 absent Democrats. Sergeants at arms delivered the warrants at offices of the missing Democrats, but what happens next is unclear. Last month, 50 Democrats flew on private jets to Washington, D.C. to deny Republicans in the Texas House a quorum of 100 present lawmakers needed to conduct business. Refusing to attend legislative sessions violates House rules, but it is a civil, not criminal, offense. I'm Mike Gracia.
10 provincial capitals have been overrun by the Taliban in Afghanistan. The Taliban now controls an estimated two-thirds of the country. 375,000 Americans applied for jobless benefits last week. It's a drop of 12,000 from the week before. Wall Street, the Dow down 95 points, the Nasdaq 12 points higher, the S&P 1 point in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Let's be boring and do a commercial about cash-out refinances. It's Ryan, and our mortgage team will often have a listener say, I think I understand what a cash-out refinance is, but can't that be bad for you sometimes? So let's hit on that. As with anything, it's certainly not the right move for everyone. If we don't have to, we don't want to add a bunch of years onto our loan, or increase our monthly payment too much, or pay more in the long run. But because home values have skyrocketed so far up the last few years, while rates have come so far down, we've seen many scenarios where listeners today can pull out a significant chunk of money from the new value in their home while lowering the years on the overall loan, while lowering their monthly payment, and lowering how much they ultimately pay. The key is to just look at the whole picture and be honest with yourself about your situation. If you're looking for someone to show you your options, we are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
A Tokyo Olympics gold medalist from Israel is back home. We get the latest from the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
Israel's Olympic gold medalist Linoy Ashram returned home to a hero's welcome on Wednesday, arriving at Ben-Gurion International Airport from Japan along with her rhythmic gymnastics teammates. Ashram appeared moved by the outpouring of well-wishers and the joyous celebration mounted in her honor. The intensity of the victory was magnified by the reaction of the Russian team's denigrating of its Israeli opponents, which has been widely dismissed as the behavior of sore losers. But in a demonstration of sportsmanship, Russia's Dina Avarina, the favorite going into the competition, wrote on social media that Ashram did indeed deserve the gold and that she did nothing wrong. I'm Felice Friedson, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and townhall.com. For a leading cell phone maker, everything old is new again.
Samsung is hoping cheaper but more durable versions of its foldable phones will broaden the appeal of a high-concept design that's so far fizzled with consumers. The electronics giant launched its effort to turn things around with the unveiling of two products designed to function as both a phone and a tablet when unfolded outward on a hinge. The larger Galaxy Fold 3 will sell for 10% less than last year's model at $1,800, while the Galaxy Flip 3 will sell for more than 25% less at $1,000. But at least one analyst believes those prices are still too high to boost the lackluster sales of the foldable devices. Keith Peters reporting.
A disappointing report on producer prices having an impact on Wall Street this morning, with the Dow down 108 points, the Nasdaq 3 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Trish Clark and Carl Bott on Thursday. Your phone line's here, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com all over the world. So when Todd Franklin is traveling to Germany or Botswana, you can hear us there and find out what's going on. Our chat room is also at KCNR1460.com. It's been kind of calm in there today. 2 days in a row, don't make me suspend it for another week. Anyway, just kidding.
77 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 109. Hazy, smoky. Please take care for the air quality. A low tonight of 76. On Friday, hazy, a high of 108 and a low of 77. Still with smoke. On Saturday, hot, 107. Partly cloudy, a low of 77 on Saturday night. And on Sunday, 106 and a low of 74. Monday, 103, still hot. No foreseeable break for a while. Going to get down around 100 by next Wednesday, but no good air quality breaks for some time to come. So just be really, really careful. Try to avoid exposure, your children. Spend as little time outside as you possibly can. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Air quality index is in the, 170s, Jared? Has there been a change?
No, it was between, 128 and 163.
Bad.
So, but it's still unhealthy, any way you look at it.
Unhealthy for everyone, especially those that are most culpable.
Dixie Fire is up to over 505,000 acres, and I'm not even going to go through all the rest
so
of
many
the fires.
Destroyed.
How many fires
just
are going
so
on?
Sad.
Lake Shasta is down 152 feet, and have you driven by Antlers lately? Yeah. You can't launch a boat at Antlers down there. There's a little stream of water. I don't know if you could even get a canoe in there.
Yeah.
So that's where we are right now, my friends. This is not going away. Of course, Orville Dam has stopped producing electricity last week, which has affected hundreds of thousands of people. So, any other good news? Well, here comes the good news. We've got Dr. Norm Hall, president of Simpson University, with us, and he brought in some heavy hitters here.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Norm.
Good to see you again, always. Carl, I think you're losing some weight.
It's 23 right now. I said I was going to get back. You know, when you get married, Dr. Hall, and you probably didn't realize this being the svelte person that you are. when you get married, and when I married Linda, she said, you have to promise me you're not going to take any more contracts and go to other places in the world. And my daughter, they teamed up on me. My daughter drops my grandson in my lap, and he was like 2 and a half. Daddy, just don't go to those places. So I said, yeah. And so the day after I said, okay, I won't deploy anymore, I gained 17 pounds in one day. So now I can get my uniforms back on, getting ready for
good
the Marine Corps ball. And
good
it's healthy.
You.
It's just healthy.
It is.
Healthy, and I can't help that I'm ugly, but I can't help it if I'm overweight.
All of those conditions that we face as we age are going to be better faith if we are in a good position
weight-wise.
That's right. Anyway, thanks for noticing.
Weight is just a big
deal.
Well, let me ask you one more thing. The Marine Corps ball. I went a few years ago. I'm a big supporter, as you know.
You are.
How do your listeners, how do folks that want to be a part of that or support that, how do they get involved?
Well, this we're going to be sending out invitations to hundreds of people, but you can also go to Eventbrite, and we'll have more information on that. So you can just sign up and say you want to have a table. Say Simpson University wants to have a table. Mm-hmm. Just go there, and they'll sign the table, and you can pay right there online. We haven't launched it yet. We will at the end of this month. Beginning of next month in September. For people that don't want to go on a computer, you'll get invitations. If you want to go and you haven't received an invitation, or you don't think you will, you just have to get a hold of me here at the station.
Well,
I'll get your name and I'll pass it on to the guys that are sending them out. But thank you very much
for this.
It's a good time. Did you have a good time?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You got a lot of veterans out there. You got a great veteran.
More than 50 veterans at Simpson this year already.
You should have 100. We need to have 100.
That's right. That's right. Let's get the word out.
Well, it is. It's a great place. You have your own. You have your own center for them, brand new center.
That's right.
And this, a lot of our veterans come back. They're 23, 24 years old, and let's just face it. When they're starting out with the same classes that 18-year-olds are taking,
right.
There is such a life experience difference. Things that seem so important to an 18-year-old, a 22, 23-year-old veteran of combat, it's hard for them to kind of relate to that.
That's a tough transition.
Having that center that you have, which is so important, is they've got other veterans there. They've got a veteran that runs the center that, computers, everything there to help them. Okay, yeah, I know you heard this today. And then they can get in there and giggle about the things they hear.
That's right.
But then it helps them move forward with their education. So
absolutely.
God bless you for doing something
like that.
No, it's, you think veterans are special. Well, you know what? Yeah, I do. I think they are. And that the fact is they're going to Simpson to better themselves, to get a career in one of the many fields that Simpson offers now. So thank you. That was nice questions. You're asking me questions. It should be the other way around. Dr. Hall.
Yes, sir.
COVID, Delta variant, is rearing its ugly multi-head.
It sure is.
What's going to be the impact on Simpson College?
Right now, it's not going to be real strong. We have a committee. Everybody has committees. We've got a committee that has some medical experts on it, including a trustee doctor and our dean of nursing. And we have a group out of the Bay Area that are experts in virology, and they guide us. And so what we are going to do right now is continue to track people who haven't had the shots, and that's just good business. Do regular testing, and, if someone's been exposed, there's a protocol where you have to tell other people who you've been exposed to. We're going to be discouraging going to, if there's a place that's a high rate, we're really encouraging a wise thinking through your options, even including the shot.
Mm-hmm.
I lost my very best friend in the world a couple days ago, and he hadn't had the shot. And I understand the politics and the sensitivities that people have, but I would say do your own research. And find out and make sure that you're making the best decision for you. Don't let it, and this is what I'm saying to the students, don't let the politics of the day guide your decision.
Absolutely.
And this is the stuff of higher education. Do your own research. Get into the findings, what people are writing. Look at the CDC. If you don't like it, CDC, talk to your own doctor at home. But I'm urging people to think about it. I hope that they get the shots, but we are not requiring the vaccine. We're not requiring it. We're going to have a free vaccine clinic. And then if you're in just yesterday we decided if you're in a room with more than 50 people, we're going to ask you to mask up. But that's not a real onerous duty. We've been through worse. We're just being smart. And we're going to hit the ground running this year. And you always ask me this question, how are we doing on numbers? We're up about 20% across the board.
Perfect.
That's great.
So,
That's great.
Right now, by deposits, we should be opening 60 or 70 students ahead. And the traditional undergraduate, that's 4 years in a row. Our degree completion program is growing similarly. I'm sure you've seen around town on the buses the promotionals. Our MACP program, that's Master's in Counseling, is growing again. Dr. Leah Tate is helping us out now.
Leah Tate, I saw that you just that she just joined you all over there.
Another local superstar. That's right.
Exactly.
Great
person. Yeah.
And you'll ask. You're always interested in what we're doing, and to honor our commitment to be Reading's hometown university, we brought in a new food vendor called Sage. They're working hard on local contracts and local food sources. And we're going to spin up a catering program that will be designed to serve the community. We'll have Sunday brunch again, and it's going to be exciting. We want to continue to live into being Reading's hometown university. It's going to say it on our new basketball court too, Reading's hometown university. And we don't see that in conflict at all with Shasta College. They are fantastic.
No, you two have a very
compliment. Right. Like the Veterans Center. They can do 2 years there, come over to us. It's all good. A lot of our athletes come over from Shasta. That's right. So, anyway, a lot of good momentum. Carl, thanks for asking.
Well, there's so many things that have been going on in the last 5 years and 4 or 5 years. And the... I personally want Simpson to keep growing because I'm proud of the fact that people can go to school here.
That's right.
And get a 4-year degree in a variety of subjects. It's not just nursing and teaching anymore.
That's right.
And people don't realize that. We've got to take a quick break.
Okay.
This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full service jewelry store in Reading. They have a watch repair guy there that can take anything apart and make it work again. If you're looking just for battery for your watch, go on in there. 5 minutes later, boom, new battery, very fair price, and out you go.
And they'll clean your jewelry for you and check for all of your studs and diamonds are set properly. Have a great selection of estate jewelry and all kinds of wonderful presents to make you.
Women's Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, across the street from Sierra Gibbs. We'll be right back with Simpson University.
People try to put us to down.
Talking about my generation.
Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things they do look awful.
Talking about my generation.
I hope I die before I get old.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Bring on over for savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get 1 free. Or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean is a family-owned business. They offer only the highest quality service. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. And there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that. And it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Chris Clark and Carl Bott, my Thursday girl. I think I can say that.
Yeah, I love Thursday morning.
605-4567 is our phone number. This portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash. You know, you can go to a business that's been here in Redding, maybe not in this same location, but it's been in business in Redding for like 100 years. Quick and Clean Car Wash.
That whole corner.
On a corner of Market and Eureka Way, next to Dutch Bros, right downtown, right down the street here, where I go and get my truck washed all the time. Because it's, you know, it's one of those that your truck comes out looking beautiful.
They soft cloth
hand,
polish.
Yeah, they hand wipe it down and all this. Really nice people. Buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free, or buy 10 and get 3 free at Quick and Clean Car Wash. I want to remind everybody also, tonight is Evening on the Green at Tiger Field. It starts, the gates open at 6:30. Music starts at 8 with Selena and her group. It goes to 10 o'clock. We were there last Thursday, just whooping it up. Had a great
time. Happy birthday time.
Yeah, and beer and wine, food, they have it all. Yeah, Evening on the Green at Tiger Field. Like I said, the gates open at 6:30, and plenty of seating and dancing. You can go out and dance in front. Okay, we're here with Dr. Norm Hall in Simpson University, and he brought with him today two stalwarts of the athletic program. The first we're going to talk to, of course, is Dan Tading, the new athletic director and the baseball coach over at Simpson. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
Morning, Dan.
Hey, congratulations on your new job.
Thank you so much.
Now, what does an athletic director do?
Well, an athletic director, it's just really what it is. We're you know, working with every sport to make sure that they can be as successful as each coach can be. And on top of that, you know, facility improvements and working with the conference, especially, you know, in our current climate with, you know, all the regulations and the COVID.
Setting
and
up dates.
And setting up dates. And it's a pretty big thing right now in terms of just making sure that we're able to play as much as we can this year.
Put a league together and have enough participants to make it.
Right.
Does it look like we're going to be able to play basketball and football?
Absolutely.
Not football, but basketball and baseball and all
Absolutely,
those?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, we're on a really good track right now. I mean, I think because just with our experiences last year and having to go through it once, now the conference is more prepared. The NAIA, which is our kind of our lead organization, is more prepared to just be able to find ways for everybody to play. So we're really excited about
that. Yeah, you know, mask up before the game, play the game. And then, and you know what, if students are vaccinated, you know, even if somebody has, you know, it's enough. We need to get on with our lives. We need to get on with our events that so many young people enjoy and older people enjoy, too.
And I think with the atmosphere of athletics on the national level with so much controversy and what have you, people, I know myself, I'm a huge football fan, and I'm not doing NFL. I just have a real thing about all of their demonstration and the whole process. I've found myself very drawn to college football. And watching the universities and what have you, and getting that football fix or that baseball fix or soccer or whatever, being able to enjoy the ability of these athletes on a level that's about athletes and about competition again.
Oh, for sure. I think that's the sentiment with almost everybody right now. We've noticed a huge uptick in our support.
Exactly.
And some of it has been, you know, it's gotten more vocal, and it's been exciting just to hear parents that are so ramped up for the season.
Is it harder to recruit from last year because there was really no organized sports last year? How about the recruiting? Get videos of people or what?
We run a lot of recruiting through video prior to pandemic, but I think actually this year has been easier than last year. Last year I thought there was a lot more uncertainty throughout, with a lot of colleges not sure how they're going to handle it. Some colleges playing, some colleges not playing. In our specific situation, we were able to play. We were so lucky and happy to be able to compete last year, and our department had a great season. But I think this year everybody's a lot more prepared. So, you know, we're just excited to be able to get out there.
So what do you think is the greatest opportunity right now for the athletic department?
Like I said, last year we had a huge year throughout our department. We had 9 of our 11 teams who were postseason eligible make it to the postseason. Whether it be, you know, our swimmer that made it to the Olympic trials, the baseball team having a first win in a conference tournament in over 10 years, or our men's and women's soccer team both having winning seasons, getting to that level. So we're excited just to build off of that. I think that with, we actually gained just some momentum being able to play where other universities weren't. And so we're really, you know, excited to be pushing in that direction.
Well, when you're winning, it breeds a philosophy and of winning.
Right.
It's always good. It's always good. And by the way, we have Todd Franklin here. We're gonna have Todd join us in a few minutes after the break, also to talk about basketball. Now, you've got the baseball team too.
Yep.
So, baseball field and everything. What's going on there?
Your facilities are magnificent out there, and you're improving on them all the time.
Oh, the baseball field is has been kind of a, I think we've been working on for years.
Yeah.
And people who know the history of it know that how much, you know, obstacles and challenges we had, and we're excited that to take our practice field on campus and turn it into a game field this year. So we're really planning and hoping that we can play this spring on our field, but we've made huge improvements to the facilities it started with just fencing, and a lot of it was just elbow grease and getting our players out there and being a part of that transition and digging holes ourselves. And then, and now we have really that momentum where we have, whether it be, donors who are wanting to give back, and just they're seeing that excitement. And so, you know, with backstops going up and dugouts being poured, we're excited for where that's going to be this year.
You know, we have the Colt 45s team during the summer, and that's after you all quit. But they get players in from all over. I could see where, taking some homegrown boys.
That's right.
That play and having them on the Colt 45s. One, you don't have to find homes for them because they live here. And two, it lets them play during the summer, and they use wooden bats.
Right. You know, we love our relationship with the Colt 45s. We've had players who have played there for last 4 or 5 years, and it's always been a good, you know, we have a lot of players, especially in the baseball team, who are non-local, and so they come to Reading, they fall in love with it. They're like, hey, how can I stay in the summertime? Hey, we can get you on the Colt 45s team, and it's just a different atmosphere out there, especially in the summertime under the lights.
Yeah, it is. We're here with Dan Tading, who's the Simpson University Athletic Director, and he's the baseball coach. There are so many things, so many different sports out there now. I actually watched women's wrestling in the Olympics
How about that gal that won the gold?
Mm-hmm.
What an American representation I was.
That, you know what? You know, people
should go viral.
I heard people say, well, I'm not going to watch the Olympics because of the protest. I saw one, I heard of one protest, but I'm thinking of the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of athletes we had out there that carried that American flag proudly.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, why would
we need
I
to celebrate that?
Yeah, why would I miss the Olympics because one person or a group of people, you know, they protest when you've got so many others. Like gold medals in Taekwondo, the very first time ever, an 18-year-old girl. And if you look at her name, it's a Croatian name, but she is an American girl, like a valley girl almost, and she won that. So, you know, the idea that we actually had an athlete good enough to be invited to the trials was, and then of course he was in
breaststroke. Yeah,
of course the ones we send there set world records,
right.
You know, in the breaststroke. So, you know, you're competing against more than the best, mm-hmm. more than the best mm-hmm. in the world. Mm-hmm. And I've got to say it before we go to the break. Rye Benjamin, who did the 400-meter hurdles, set a world record in his run and was beaten by about 3 feet by the Norwegian who set a lower world's record. How can you get any better? You set a world record, but somebody beat you.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean.
Great competition.
That's our goal, Dan. World records.
That's what we want. We want to see.
We're working on it.
Yeah, next year, you know, get that next level of Olympics athletes in here for that. Anyway, okay, we got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Two different groups of people working for Judy under the same roof there. And she's been helping families, veterans, seniors, business owners since 1993. Judy Maxwell, just besides being a likable person, has your best interest in mind. If you're looking for a second opinion on a retirement plan or a 401, give Judy a call for a free review and evaluation. You're going to get nothing but the best advice. Give her a call at 221-0441. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back after these messages. 8:31 in the morning and 74 degrees out there. Air quality index is unhealthy.
Took my family away from my Carolina home. Had dreams about twist and started to roam. 6 long months on a dust-covered trail. They say heaven's at the end, but so far it's been hell. And there's fire on the mountain, lightning in the air. Rolling them hills and it's waiting for me there.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hey, Northern California, this is Nigel Skeet. Join me and my friends every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. at the California Adventure District Radio Show, where we talk about all the amazing adventures to be had in our area, from climbing Mount Shasta, hiking the trails, kayaking, overlanding, and camping with Bigfoot. We have it all. California Adventure District. Less people, more adventure. Listen Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
At the Wagner Law Group, their goal as a fire victims law firm is to advocate for those who have been victimized by Pacific Gas and Electric Company's negligence. The Wagner Law Group has been rated the number one fire attorney group in Northern California and has low contingency fees. So, if you or your loved ones have been affected by the Dixie or Zog fires, contact the Wagner Law Group today. Call 833-200-7111. That's 833-200-7111.
Join us Wednesday, August 4th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Wind River Resort and Casino in Redding Rancheria for our annual Discover Health Fair. A day filled with free health screenings, information, crafting vendors, and much more. All ages are welcome to this free event with special activities for the kids. Contact Tim Rodriguez at 530-226-1734 or Kaylee Capobianco at 530-339-7457. Brought to you by the Redding Rancheria Tribal Health System, Redding Rancheria, and Wind River Resort and Casino.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. 8:35 in the morning here on the 12th of August. Now, sometimes I want to say July. I keep trying to hold back time. It's just not easy. Hey, you know, when you hear the news here, it's always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, a veteran-owned business right here in town that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. As you all know, it's my favorite barbershop in the world. They work on appointments, 244-9478 is the phone number. Make your appointment, go in, get your hair cut, walk out. Man's last stronghold. It still is. How do I know that? Well, it's written all over their front window, man's last stronghold. They're proud of it. I'm here with, or Trish and I are here with Simpson University, and we've been talking to Dan Tating, who was the who is the new athletic director and the baseball coach. Dr. Norm Hall, we've already spoken to, but we have Todd Franklin with us. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, sir.
And you've been a coach here in Shasta County for years before you moved over to Simpson, and you are also an entrepreneur. You know, I'm going to just mention it. We're not going to talk about it, but you started the food truck concept.
Yes, sir.
And how's that going?
It's been great. It's been great because we've been outside, which has been a big blessing. And
You got big chairs there.
Yeah.
You could put four people in those chairs.
Yeah. You saw those.
Oh, how could you miss those chairs? Yeah, come on. Those things are like 8 feet tall.
You know, they're fun. Everywhere I travel, we see people taking pictures in chairs. So I got with a friend of mine. I said, hey, can you build me something? And he said, absolutely. So now we have two of those chairs, and it's fun because you see people crawling all over them, taking pictures, family pictures, portraits. So.
Yeah, it's always fun.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have you back, and we're going to talk about the park because you're here as a basketball coach. Last year or the year before, you had a young man, I think from Great Britain, that was like 7 feet 3 inches or something. How did he enjoy being here?
He loved it, and he actually worked for Simpson too while he was time here, so he got to not only play basketball but make relationships and build fundamental relationships that's going to carry him for a long time. He actually worked on what we call the third floor, and so he got to know a lot of the people at Simpson on a different level, not just an athletic level, but as administration level and what actually takes place behind the scenes. And he's doing great. He's back in his country. He's playing professionally, but also pursuing a doctorate.
What's going on at the gym?
well,
this year.
It's been phenomenal.
I know it's a lot of things happening.
Every time you go there, there's something new going on, and that's really when Norm came on board. It's been great that everything's been progressive, and how do we move forward, and how do we make it a better place, better community partner? And so whether it's the gym floor that's being done right now, the team rooms that are being redone, the baseball field, the parking lot, you know, one thing you can always see is what are people doing to get better, and are they just willing to stay where they're at? And I think Simpson, under this leadership, is really pushing the envelope to become bigger and better, and obviously a big push of being a big part of the community.
Well, you know, there's so many rumors that, they're playing in a little bitty place and all this, but when you're recruiting for Simpson, what's the biggest thing is when you've recruited somebody that they, when they get here, they go, you know, what's their, oh yeah, type of comment?
The community. I mean, people are blown away by the friendliness of the Reading community and how Simpson has become an integral part of that, and not being a separate and elitist, a higher education model of, you know, come up here and visit us, but actually let's get into the city. And it's been fun having the athletes get in the community, doing some community work, whether it's down at the park, whether it's with the mission, and actually seeing Reading for what it really is, but also meeting people and going, this is a very friendly community. Sometimes when you grow up here, you kind of look at the bumps and the bruises. And when the people come here, it's like when we go on vacation, we look at the ocean every day or the mountains. But because we live here, sometimes we don't see that, the forest through the trees. And I think new eyes brings new perspective. So I actually love bringing kids from out of the community and going, wow, you guys have trees and forests and lakes and trails and things that we take for granted every day.
I think that's true, and I think that the community as a whole is still unaware, and we can't say it often enough, that we have a four-year university here. We talk about the fact that, you know, well, we need a four-year university, and we always say, hey, you're not paying attention, because Simpson has come in here, and more importantly, they've been responsive to the community, and what are the needs? What do we need in this community that we don't have? And you guys have filled that need, especially since Dr. Hall's been here. It's just phenomenal. We've talked to the doctors. We've talked to the nurses. We've talked to all of the different elements. What do we need in Shasta County to keep homegrown people here? And you guys have responded.
Absolutely. I think that's one of the missions of the university, is making sure that we're getting into the community. I think that's probably a drawback in some higher education, is you get this elite feeling. But the professors there and the teachers there and the staff there are very homegrown, and they want to make relationships. They want to find out what they can do. And I very seldom see, if a need goes out, that someone from Simpson hasn't tried to fill that need.
I think it's incredible, and I've watched it grow since the very beginning, and it's just a phenomenal thing.
We're going to have Dr. Hall back on in a few minutes talking about, you know, they've been here for 100 years, and they've been here. Simpson's been in existence for 100 years, but they've been here for, what, 32 years,
yeah.
And they've never closed. You know, the people were thinking, oh, during the virus, they closed. No, they never closed. Those classes were still going. They've been our university here. And like Trish says so well, they've expanded so much into into all these other different areas. Because is it make it easier to recruit, and this is for both of you, now that you've got more majors out there, and more of an athletic, it's not just athletics, of course, it's, you go there to get an education, but Simpson has expanded their academic, availability in so many different areas. Does that help in recruiting?
I do think that helps, a lot, but I do think what Todd's saying is true. It's like we've had almost a diamond in the rough here at Simpson, that it just needed somebody to get out and show everybody how impressive our area is. And on our baseball team, for example, we have 13 Hawaiian kids. So we have 13 kids from Hawaii who love Redding, California. This is where they want to send their children. And so when you see these stories of our athletes, like Todd's from Great Britain, or we have, you know, a lot of athletes from Southern California or Central California or
Hawaii.
Which
is like another country.
Yeah, it's amazing, because you see these kids who come up here and want to stay.
Do you know, when I first, interestingly enough, 32 years, that's about the time that I've been involved in the community and got involved down in the city of Anderson, about the same time that you guys broke ground out there on this facility. And so I've just watched with pride as it's grown and expanded and just become such an integral part of the community.
Yeah,
32 years, that's a long time, and it from what you started at to what it is now. I encourage people to just take a drive out there. You're going to be blown away if you haven't seen the campus out there. I mean, this is a down-the-road, huge university. It's beautiful.
We've always said if we can just get kids and parents on campus.
There you
and
go.
And once they get on campus and look around and the smoke's cleared and you can stand at the cross, you can see Mount Shasta, you can see Mount Lassen, the Yoli Bullies. That's, people don't get to see that.
No,
you know, they see sky rises and smog, and so when they get here, they're like, this is absolutely phenomenal.
Oh, it is. Shasta County as a whole, I mean, it's the golden part of California. I always make the comment that when I first moved from Idaho, I lived in the Bay Area and I lived in Southern California for several years, and people talked about the great earthquake that was going to wipe out the state of California. I never really saw the problem with that until I moved to Northern California, and that's a whole different state up here.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. All of your tobacco needs fulfilled at Tobacco and Brew. They have a great grab bag for cigars there under the price of $30, and these are quality cigars. The accessories from lighters and everything else you can all get at Tobacco and Brew, open 6 days a week, 2143 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW Renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Summer is upon us, and we all know what that means. Lots of summertime fun. Spend at the lake, by the pool, or off on adventures to your favorite waterfall or floating down the river. Servicing your vehicle is last on the list, but we all know it has to be done. Let Premier Oil Change save you time and money with their easy drive-in service. No appointment needed. Wait in the comfort of your own car, enjoy a cold beverage, and before you know it, you'll be off to your next summertime adventure, knowing that your car is summertime ready. Earn reward points for every dollar you spend, which can be redeemed for an oil change, additional services, and other great rewards. With free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi, and a free car wash, you are sure to leave refreshed. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit them in Palisadro in the Holiday Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard near Waterworks Park. And don't forget Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bach. Trish and I are sitting here on Thursdays. And, you know, I think, Trish, from now on, I'm going to try and keep at least 1 hour open.
I like that. And I think the audience does, too. I get a lot of positive comments that they listen on Thursday morning and like the kind of trading that we do in conversation.
You can't
78 degrees as we speak. The weather's always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Going to get up to 109 today and very, very smoky.
Yeah, unhealthy out there, my friends, to the AQI. We're here with Simpson University, Dr. Norm Haugh, and basketball coach Todd Franklin. Todd, what kind of impact does a coach have on their student athletes here?
Well, I think it's a huge responsibility.
No.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
okay.
We can hear you fine.
I think that coach player responsibility is a huge responsibility because you're filling in for a lot of different hats, a lot of different roles. And I think sometimes as coaches, we forget the key thing that a coach told me a long time ago, that more is caught than taught. So how you live your life, how you treat them on and off the field, on and off the court. And when people ask me for an accolade, what's something that you're really proud of that's happened? I think it's being in 15 weddings. And I think that's probably the biggest thing is, if you're impacting a kid's life, they might not realize it at that moment. But you're planting seeds, and when you get the wedding invitation in the mail, and then they want you to put on a tux and be in it, and you're like, oh, my goodness. So there was a lifelong friendship that was created by a very simple thing, a sport that we play. I mean, basketball on the scale of life is, you know, 3% of what we want. That's just an avenue to get to a young man, to get a better education, become a better community leader, become a city council, become a mayor. And hopefully some of the disciplines that we're taught through sports and life lessons, the highs and the lows, the disappointments, will make him a better council member, will make him a better community member, father, husband, all those things.
Well said.
No,
I think the coaches in our community, I have many in my life that stand out as having made such a dramatic difference in so many young people's lives.
Right.
For the better.
Dr. Hall, you said that the number of people coming in has risen for the last 4 years during the time that other Christian schools, colleges, and universities have had to close. Obviously what you're offering at Simpson appeals to a lot of people.
Right, absolutely. And we call that the value proposition. People come to Simpson, they get a well-grounded education. It's founded in Christian principles, so you know you're going to come out with a moral foundation, a pivot foot, if you will. Our students are thoughtful. They're critically competent. Wherever they land, they make the world a better place. As you know, we're number 7 out of 140 nursing programs in the state of California. We have more than 1,500 teachers greeting your children. Across the state, largely in Northern California, coming from our education program. We've started kinesiology, and we're popping the lid off of that with perhaps 40 to 50 students in that program. You already know about the Veterans Affairs support. We started emphasis in digital media, computer information systems. You know, a lot of first thing I did when I got here was met with a number of the leaders of industry. They said, can you please start graduating some people that can work a spreadsheet and understand big data? And that's at the Center of Computer Information Systems. Mm. And so engineering, digital media, computer information systems, kinesiology, more than 100 students in our business programs who are pouring into the North State, fortifying the foundation. We're setting up internships for our programs here in the North State. Really pleased with conversations that we're having with big business here for those internships. And young men and women who see a great opportunity to continue to live out a full life, a full, I can be on a sports team, I can be in the band, I can be in the choir, I can meet people, it's a safe place, it's a beautiful place, and I'm going to get a great job after I graduate. What could be better?
And, a social life and everything all built in to make them a whole person.
And now we're going to have amazing food with the Sage Dining.
I'm looking forward to that. We're going to make a lunch date.
And we're working. I know that's there's probably rules around this, but we're working hard to figure out a way to cater in Chick-fil-A on the campus a few times, maybe even once or twice a week. So we've also just purchased a big smoker. We're going to have a number of outdoor events. And, Carl, you mentioned improvements. We've replaced hundreds of air conditioners this summer. We've done re-asphalted the whole campus. We're finishing the baseball field. You'll see lights glowing on the baseball field by mid-October.
Perfect.
New gym floor and, lots of infrastructure in the cafeteria. Folks, things are popping. As you know, last year we bought new computers for all the faculty and staff. We put a lot more resources on what they call on the cloud, you know, so we have reliable computing. And we're growing our degree completion program on the ground and online. And we're looking now at what they call a social welfare or social work program. As we know, there's a lot of need in our community and the state and the nation for social work, social welfare. And that's our next big thing. And we're doing a capital campaign right now for a STEM building. Les Melberg just gave me the first draft picture of that. It's stunning. We'll be presenting pictures of that in the Rotary meeting this next Thursday, which we're hosting on campus. I'm very proud of that. And things are popping. We're also looking at fundraising for an event center with an indoor track and several courts so that Coach Franklin can have giant indoor cool basketball camps in the summer. He already does two or three a year, and we did two baseball camps on our almost completed field. Folks, we're here to stay for another 100 years, and we're gonna do everything we can to make Reading a great place to live.
You know, I do these shows with you once a month, and I always come away so fired up and so enthused.
Good.
Positive news out there that just, we wish just shout it from the rooftops. All of this positive energy being generated by this local university.
Yeah, keep it up.
It's incredible. Just incredible, the message we send.
We're thrilled to be here, and I know that Todd is going to have a great team this year. We really should shift over to that because we need
We got like 3 minutes left.
We've got this new gym floor, and we're going to put it to use this year, right, Coach?
Yes, sir. We've got kids coming from eight different countries. We've got some good local kids. It's going to be a great and fun year.
Now, do you make that gym floor so it's friendlier to the Simpson players? If you go over here, the ball's going to bounce like 30 degrees.
They know where
right,
to go.
And they know how to do that.
Carl, I've been fascinated because I've been following the floor all summer. I go in there and I've been taking pictures of, you know, when they tore it out. And the old floors were basically a cement slab with a little piece of plywood, you know, a little brace and then some wood. Now it's got foam under there. It's got all these different boards that are crisscrossed. It is a much friendlier floor. Hopefully less injuries, because of the pounding that happens in bodies. But floors, technology has advanced a long way.
Well, you know, playing basketball on concrete or asphalt, people learn how to do that. So when they get to a good gym and all that. Dr. Hall, I know the 100th celebration is coming up.
Yes, sir.
But you've also got something else. You've got a business luncheon happening. I've got like a minute and a half.
We do. And you know what? I can't remember the date, but I know it's Bruce Dean. And he's going to be a fantastic speaker. That's a big event that Merchants Bank helps sponsor us with that every year. We fill up the gym. It's going to be fantastic. Nobody wants to miss Bruce Dean, the CEO, the original startup man for Black Bear Diner. Get a lot of practical wisdom
September
about business.
14th.
September 14th. That's right. And, of course, we're going to have our homecoming this year on the weekend of the 20th of October. We're going to have a boat regatta where I hope our engineering students will lead that and our basketball team. I hope they have a team. where you get a whole bunch of cardboard and you have to get in the boat and see how long, how far you can go, how long you can stay afloat before you sink. We're going to have a baseball reunion. We're going to have a choir reunion. We're going to have a Hmong student reunion. There's going to be a lot of students coming back for classes. We're going to pack the campus. And fair warning, folks, we might be a little bit loud that weekend. Try to put up with us a little bit. We'll have a dance and crown a new king and queen in our, on our 100th year. These are good times to celebrate.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, Redding's University.
That's right, baby.
Simpson University.
And that's going to be on the new basketball court. Redding's hometown university.
Perfect.
So come out and see when Todd's team is whooping up on somebody this year. Come out. We'll have a lot of tailgates this year. It's going to be a lot of fun. Come on out.
Okay. Now, gosh, tomorrow's Friday already. Oh, my gosh.
Middle of the month coming up.
My guest for tomorrow is going to be the airport city manager. Is going to be
lots
here.
Lots of stuff going on
he
out there.
He came on a couple weeks ago when they made the announcement we're going to be getting the flights into Denver. But that is just part of what's going on there out at the airport. You know, we've got flights to L.A., Seattle, San Francisco, and now to Denver. What a big difference that's going to make. And he's going to talk about how they're lowering prices. So
the prices are becoming more affordable. It's
right.
Starting to really make sense to fly out. Really.
Yeah, you just fly there. Leave your car and go anywhere literally in the world out of the Redding Airport. It should be a regional airport, and I think they're looking to be redesignated for that.
Great.
So that's tomorrow plus a couple other surprises. Everybody have a great day. For the chat room, we can agree to disagree on things here. So remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?